Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Tune up the furnace, clean the gutters, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to home.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, plumbers, whatever type of home pro you need. And Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, Home Advisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. And because Home Advisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used Home Advisor. Go to home.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Flag. I'm Rich Ackerman. This report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on everything you need for your business. That's clean, from wipes, paper towels, and sponges to all kinds of disinfectants and cleaners. Staples make more happen. Aaron Hernandez was facing death of Odin Lloyd and will spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. Baseball this afternoon, right now in Atlanta, bottom of the seventh, a quick-moving game. The Marlins lead the Braves by a score of 5-2, getting home runs from Adany Echevarria and Michael Morse. Cameron Maben has gone deep for Atlanta, his second of the season. American League, top of the sixth, Chicago and Cleveland, and it's the Indians on top by a score of 4-1. And bottom of the first, the Nationals out to a 2-0 lead over the Red Sox at Fenway Park. The NBA regular season comes to a close tonight. There are still spots and seedings to be determined in the East. The Pacers hold the eighth spot and are a game in front of the Nets. Indiana's on the road at Memphis. And after playing their way into contention, George Hill said they won't feel much pressure tonight.
We've been in survival mode for the last seven games we've played so far, or six games. Every game matters. We're trying to make it to the playoffs still through everything we've been through. So. I think that tells the whole story about how a guy's been playing.
The Nets host the Magic in the West. The Thunder and Pelicans are tied entering the final day with New Orleans holding the tiebreaker. The Pelicans host San Antonio, while the Thunder are in Minnesota. Duke's Tyus Jones entering the NBA draft, and the Bruins have fired GM Peter Chiarelli. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Brian Jones. Anyone and that dude, Greg Giannotti.
It's Gio and Jones, mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back into hour number three in Southern California. I'm Jim Rome, live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day, with the exception of our interviews with Chris Mullen, St. John's head basketball coach, Daryl Morey, general manager of the Houston Rockets. We've talked exclusively about Aaron Hernandez, found guilty of first-degree murder, looking at a life sentence without the eligibility of parole. We have taken telephone calls on this. I've hit all sorts of angles on this. I am joined right now by somebody else for a different point of view. He is a legal analyst. He is the founding partner of Mannion, Gaynor, and Manning in Boston. Harry Mannion joins me once again. Harry, it's nice to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim.
Good. Help me break this down, Harry, if you don't mind. The jury deliberates for 36 hours over 7 days. As time drags on, what kind of a sense did you have about how that deliberation was going? And were you starting to think that maybe it was starting to look pretty good, or at least better for Hernandez?
Well, I, I, I stated yesterday on the air that I thought that there was a consensus that had formed for one result or the other, either a not guilty or a murder one. Turned out the consensus was for murder one, and there obviously was heavy debate, Jim. And in a case where it was a circumstantial case, but was a compelling circumstantial case with no motive, no clear motive, and no murder weapon, they took a lot of time. And we, in juror interviews today, Jim, the four person said we went through all of the evidence. They had asked for the list of 439 exhibits. They went step by step by step, and they concluded that Aaron Hernandez actively participated in the murder of Odin Lloyd with extreme atrocity and cruelty, and that equals murder one under mass law.
All right, so Harry, once again, there were no eyewitnesses, there was no murder weapon, there was no direct evidence about how Lloyd was murdered, there didn't seem to be a motive. So if the prosecution didn't present an extremely powerful motive, if you had to get, was the determining factor for the jury?
You know, under joint venture, you have to prove that he actively participated. And here's the evidence, Jim, the important evidence. And the jury mentions this post-trial, in their post-trial interviews. Hernandez summons two thugs to deal with Odin Lloyd. He calls them up. There's a text in evidence, an exhibit that says, get your asses up here right away. I need you. They go and pick up Lloyd in the wee hours of the early morning. They drive him to an isolated industrial park. They shoot him six times, execution style. He's murdered at the industrial park. And then they go back to Aaron Hernandez's house. Now, that's compelling. And in the closing arguments, the defense attorney who was summing up, Jamie Sultan, stated he was there. So he was there. That was just a fact. You add all those up, and then they look at the post-trial, but the post-murder conduct of Lloyd. The defense put all of their eggs in this basket. He was there. These were on angel dust or PCP, and they just did a spontaneous murder, and Hernandez didn't have anything to do with it. Then they look at the murder, post-murder conduct. They walk in. The three of them are thick as thieves. Hernandez looks like he has a gun in his hand. And then they hang around for 24 hours with each other at the pool, passing the baby back and forth, completely inconsistent with it. He was shocked by this terrible, spontaneous murder of his friend, Odin Lloyd, and the jury just summarily rejected it. So it is a verdict supported by the evidence. And because, as you followed this, I was on with you many times, Jim, the judge gave a lot of pretrial rulings favorable to the defense. She gave a lot of evidentiary rulings favorable to the defense. She gave a pro-defense jury charge. This means that appeal is going to be a super uphill battle, Hernandez.
Harry Mannion joining us on the program. So, Harry, as you look at that case, do you feel like the defense could have done anything differently, or were they handed an impossible case?
I think they did an absolute, as good a job as could be done. He was not going to take the stand. There was just too much splaining to do. So, you know, they put on three defense witnesses. They put on a so-called expert that talked about the violence propensities of someone using angel dust. And it was just too little too late. There was not much they could do. The video testimony, the forensic testimony. Remember, Jim, there was a shell casing with his DNA on it at the murder scene. There was a marijuana butt at the murder scene with his DNA on it. He was there. And these other two thugs who are going to get tried later, unless they plead, which they probably will now, you know, they were just hangers-on. He brought him up to deal with Odin Lloyd, and they didn't have to explain the motive. Here's what's interesting. The judge told the juror after the fact, she says, you should know the following, which you didn't know. He's charged in two other murders in Boston. I excluded a very key text that said, I am with NFL, from Odin Lloyd to his sister, minutes before he was shot. She told him, you know, she said, you know, remember Bradley. Bradley testified, his friend. He had been shot in the eye. The jury didn't know any of that. The four ladies said when she heard from Judge Garsh in her post-interview with the media, she said, we feel like now for sure we did the right thing in convicting him.
So what about the judge herself? I mean, it's a very high-profile case. What do you make of the way that Susan Garsh ran that courtroom and how she handled it?
You know, because I think she really bent over backwards to give Hernandez every break in the world. I think she excluded some evidence that could have been admitted. I think she made some rulings that were, I mean, I think the NFL text should have come in. But, you know, in retrospect now, she gave him every a chance to prove his innocence or to disprove his guilt, to put it the correct way, and he failed to do it. So I think she has put a pretty much airtight record together for appeal.
Harry Mannion joining us. Harry, in the courtroom, Hernandez did not show much emotion at all. Do you have any kind of read on him? I mean, was he in shock? Is he a stone-cold killer? Was that admission of guilt on some level? What do you make of his body language?
I think the whole demeanor from start to finish was scripted. That's the way I think that's the way they wanted to present him, you know, stoic and, you know, a little I love yous to his fiance sitting behind. I think he got a little carried away with it because he came across pretty arrogant and cocky, which a criminal defendant shouldn't be. But, you know, he was consistent all the way through until he mouths at the end, no way. So, you know, he's looking at natural life at MCI Cedar Junction, which is no day at the beach. And by the way, just in case, he's got two murders to answer for in Boston that's going to be teed up in the next 3 or 4 months.
Yep. By the way, in fact, talk for a minute about that. He's looking at natural life in a cell that's only a few miles away from Gillette Stadium. What's that facility like? And do you get a sense that reality is starting to sink in for him at this point? And if not now, then when will it?
Oh, my goodness, Jim. It is. It, it,